Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Are you listening?
I'm still listening.
What are you listening to?
My favorite show.
Are they essential?
Oh, yes. It's essential.
Essential to whom?
Oh.
Drunks. Perverts.
Riffraff.
Those people are disgusting.
Then how is it still on?
Those are our people.
It's the Freak Show.
Freak Show Central.
Yeah, but it's our...
Freak Show.
Non-essential personnel.
I actually am essential to the operation.
I am essential.
So, let's begin.
Hey, don't think we haven't thought about that ourselves.
Yes, I know.
Out of all the people, guess who's essential?
Oh, I know. Seriously? Okay.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our producer, Morty, from home. It is show number 1,876, Carla.
Yes, and a reminder, it's Wednesday, people.
Oh.
Okay? It is Wednesday.
Wow.
Just mark, write that down, Wednesday. Okay?
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man. Hoo-wee.
Well,
yes.
It's a great day for Robert Wichman, the first winner, 10K payday contest. He stuffed $500 in his pocket, got the call from the Beasley banker, wanted to know what he was going to do with the money. Here's what he told the banker.
Enjoy myself as soon as this quarantine's over. Probably a few days on the lake, on the boat.
That sounds pretty nice.
I like it. It does. If I had a boat, man, I'd be out there constantly now. I'd just be on it, period. I'd just be on the boat.
Nobody around.
Nope, not at all.
So he also qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody who took the word and correct an on-time entry on the app or on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Details on the contest in minutes and your next chance to win in less than an hour. Sunshine today, excessive heat warning in effect.
Yeah.
High 101 today.
Okay.
Maybe a little windy tomorrow. 99, the high 75 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if anybody has heard about this, but locally, apparently Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, who survived a white tiger attack back in 2003, has the coronavirus.
Oh.
Now, his rep says that he's responding well to treatment. I do hope so. He's had a rough go the last several years, you know, so hopefully he will be okay.
For those people that don't remember, that was like the biggest act on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
Of all time.
It was huge. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was huge. Between them and Danny Gans.
Yeah.
That was huge.
And they went from what? The Frontier?
Yes, that's right.
To the Mirage.
To the Mirage, yeah.
Weren't they at Stardust for a while? Maybe not. I don't know.
They might have been. I know the Frontier, though. They might have been, Mike.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's when I first saw them at the Frontier.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first moved here, that's where they were. Yeah. Gosh. Listen, if you're a high school or college senior, good news for you. Oprah is giving your commencement speech. So are Jennifer Garner, Simone Biles, Lil Nas, Awkwafina, a lot of people.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus will be performing. It's a special event that will be streaming live on May 15th on Facebook Watch. So a lot of people kicking in there, you know, which is cool. Jay Leno, I actually heard him interviewed recently. He's using 3D printers in his garage to make coronavirus face shields. He's a big, he's a big car guy, of course, but he's got all of this technology that he's using. And he said we're giving them to the fire department, first responders, hospital workers. He said they run 24/7, just keep churning them out. And he said it's just good to feel like you're a part of helping out with all of this and not just having food delivered to your house every 5 minutes.
Right.
So, true, Jay. True. Reporter Will Reeve. Will Reeve, he got busted yesterday during a live shot from his home wearing a blue dress shirt. He had a sport coat on, looked really nice. And then he also had boxer shorts on.
Oh.
He didn't think you could see them. He didn't think you could see them. I mentioned him, by the way, because he is Christopher Reeve's son.
Yeah.
So, and he didn't know he was going to be
shown.
Those damn
Zoom meetings.
I know it. Oh, he was doing a live news shot. It's like, dude.
Put some pants
on. Dude, seriously. Come on, man. Oh, my gosh. You know what? For now, that's it. That's my take.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are live, we are local, and in the studio taking your phone call, 702-739-9636. Talk or text, KKLZ Talk, text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. And once again, 702-739-9636. Carla, you had mentioned in the entertainment news, Superman's son, Will.
Yeah, Will Reeve.
Doing a live shot online. And, well, got some blowback because he wasn't wearing pants.
Yes, wearing boxers.
And we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks or so because now everybody's on Zoom. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
The Zoom meetings. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Not only what you're wearing or not wearing.
Yeah.
But what's happening
Who's
around
in the shot?
You.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I want to play this for you. Remember the Buggles when MTV came out?
Yeah.
And video killed the radio star. Well, yes. They're back with an updated version.
We used to have a conference call 5 days a week. I'd be at the phone and then I'd go right back to sleep. But now my boss sent out a Zoom meeting ID.
Oh,
I haven't showered and I haven't brushed my teeth. And I've been working on this hella sweet goatee. Damn it to hell with all this new technology.
Not about the conference calls anymore. It's about Zoom.
Yeah. Yep.
John just spent 4.5 hours with a bunch of former classmates from Penn State on a Zoom call.
Yeah, but that was a happy hour. We were all drinking and having fun. That wasn't a meeting.
There you go. Yeah.
I'd shoot myself if I had a 4 hour
meeting. That wasn't real.
By Zoom.
They didn't have pants on either, so.
Yeah. Not by the end.
They were wearing them on their head. Just be careful when you're doing the Zoom. See, now I have that Buggles song in my mind. Radio killed the video.
Yes.
Radio star.
Video killed the radio star.
That's
that one. Yes.
Whatever it is, it's stuck.
It's Buggles.
Okay.
Oh, it's Buggles.
Your next chance to score some free cash, 10K payday contest coming up. Do that after Genesis Invisible Touch.
At easy to win if you text easy to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 right now or win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter easy at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your phone. Again, the word easy. You have 15 minutes to do this. And if you do get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, not familiar with that number, pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley Banker. Just wanting to let you know that you just won $500. Again, the word easy. You have 15 minutes to do this. Text it 45911. Good luck.
Still have a few more minutes. The word is easy. E-A-S-Y. Text it to the short code 45911 for chance to win $500. Or, better yet, qualify with an on-time correct entry through our website, 963KKLZ.com, or on the free KKLZ app.
Yes.
Make sure you do it. Still have a couple of minutes. Do that till about 7:15. Sunshine, they say excessive heat already this morning, Carla. 101 the high this afternoon.
Ooh, okay. Oh.
And then 99, but it's going to be windy tomorrow.
Mm, okay, so it'll cool off low.
A little bit, but not much. It'll be like that blow furnace.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about.
Yeah.
75 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Costco will begin requiring customers to wear masks beginning on May 4th. God, what month is it? May 4th, they will start. I'm sure that most stores will follow suit, especially those big box stores.
Yeah.
Number of malls in some states want to reopen, so we'll see what happens there as well. I guess, you know, the good old days when Biggest Janger was choking on a corn dog from Hot Dog on a Stick. Now, okay, wear your mask. But yeah, Costco will be doing that. Now, listen. The average parents are really stressed right now. They say right now the average parent doesn't get to relax until about 8:30 at night because they're juggling work now. They've got chores, meals. They're being, you know, teachers as well. 3 out of 4 parents say they normally don't have any time to relax until the evening. And the most stressful time for parents, right in the middle of the day, just before noon, 11:54 a.m. That's when they just kind of, yes.
Yeah.
And they send us news from your house. That's when they do that.
Remember last hour, John was talking about in California, thinking about starting the school year early in July.
Right.
To catch up. And I'm sure not only the parents, but even the kids are going, please.
We don't care. Just send us somewhere, please. Yeah, yeah.
Just want to get out.
I want to be out of the house. I don't like mom and dad anymore. I don't like them at all. Oh, my gosh. And close to a third of us have learned at least one new tech skill during the lockdown. Most common thing, how to use Zoom, how to share a link for a virtual meeting, sending group texts. These are people who didn't have to do things, now have to do these things. Bottom of the list, number 10, how to mute your speaker on a video call. People have learned how to do that, too. I know.
Well, I laugh, but you just showed me how to put Zoom on my phone.
Yeah, well, you didn't have it. So if you haven't used it, you don't know how to use it.
And I didn't need it.
Yeah. Now I know it. Exactly. Till now. And people picking up new hobbies just to do something. Learning a language.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going back to old whittling wood, soap, things like that. Lady named Jan Hoop. She's in Kansas. She's sculpting art out of Oreos, Mike. She's making different things out of cookies and the cream and putting them together.
Good for
and
her.
And that's what she's doing. She's like the turd lady, the turdy works lady that does the moose poop.
That we've had on our show before.
We have. Yeah, we've had her on our show before. So I don't know. Maybe something good will come of all of this. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Getting back to those things we think you should know. The poop lady, the woman who sculptures and makes earrings and stuff like jewelry out of poop.
Moose poop.
Moose poop.
She's been doing it for years.
Has in fact, will have her own reality show.
Yeah, it starts next week.
And she's been doing that for a long time. But the woman with the Oreo.
Yeah, she sculpts things out of Oreos. As a matter of fact, now she lives in Wichita, Kansas, Mike. She created a likeness of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. She used icing from several cookies to create his body, head, signature hairstyle, headband.
Wow.
And she's also done Yoda and a Kansas sunflower. So she's all over it with the Oreo cookies.
That's what she's been doing. Do we have pictures of this?
I'll have to find some. I just read the article. There were no pictures. I'll have to find the Oreo sculpting.
It has to be difficult because if I remember correctly, I'm not a big Oreo guy.
Right.
But they would crumble a lot. They
would
crack depending on how you ate them.
Yeah, they would. Yo, okay. Oh, my. These are very.
Are they?
Yeah. They're pretty fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty fancy. They really are. Yeah, I'll post. Wow. Yeah, they're real. They're
and the likeness?
Yeah, they're good. Here, can you see this? Look at that. She even did that. Whoa, as I knock everything over. Can you see this real quick while we're on the air? Look at those.
Those are made out of Oreos?
Oreos. Those are tight. She's got to have some good eyesight right there.
Boy, oh boy.
Because she
very
does them
detailed.
Right on the cookie.
Post those on our Facebook page,
I'll
which you can
that.
Like and link up with through our website.
Might be something to do.
Anybody else sculpting things out of weird stuff?
Wow.
Or a hobby. Yeah. What's the hobby you picked up? 702-739-9636. Karen's on the phone. Hold on. Karen, what are you sculpting?
Well, it might be myself because I like to bend paper clips into shape and then put tape over them and make like a giraffe. I made a giraffe so far. That didn't turn out very well.
Okay.
And then I also made a pair of lovebirds.
Wow.
Which kind of just looks like a tangle of wire on a stick.
Yeah, because
out of paper clips.
Okay. You know, some people are learning a second language.
Right.
Other people are sculpting paper clip art.
She didn't say she was selling them.
Yes, no. True.
This is just for her own collection.
True, very true.
All right. What are you doing?
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so hold on for a second. There you go.
Gotcha. Hello.
Haven't been doing it that long. We got to turn on the mic. So you've been stuck in the house, quarantined. A lot of people taking up the hobbies. It might not be as extensive as creating figures out of Oreo cookies.
No, no. Jan Hoop is doing that. I'll post the picture. Wow. I showed you the. She did one of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And yeah. And it's on the Oreo.
Right.
She does the artwork right on the Oreo cookie.
It's with
pretty,
the cream.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I got a few people, as a matter of fact. Andrea says, I've started knitting. And it's pretty fun, really relaxing. Now, Nick said he's taken up juggling. I got on YouTube and watched a video, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So far, I'm just doing fruit, apples, and balls. I want to try to learn to juggle bananas because, yeah, you know, if you can do something a little different.
Maybe next time around, get to the knives and the chainsaws,
yes,
and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. It's a bowling ball and a chainsaw mm-hmm. and a machete. That's what you want to work on, Nick. And then, you know what? You got yourself an act. You can go on the road. You can go anywhere with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another person, Katie, said that she's... I think a lot of people are stuck in this boat. She said, I've done so many jigsaw puzzles, and though they're fun and you feel good when you complete them, I don't know what to do with them now.
I know people have either they put them in a frame or
right,
something.
Yes. There was the glue. You could glue them together with. You just, you know.
Or you leave them on the table for like a week and then you go, all right.
Okay, let's rip
back
this.
In the box.
Put it back in the box, yes.
My daughter, Nicole, who I told you moved up to Washington, she started taking up. She tried knitting.
Mm-hmm.
She really tried it.
Yeah.
She goes, I watched a lot of videos.
Right.
Got the stuff. And I can't do it.
I think crocheting is easier than knitting. Just my opinion.
Okay. But I'll make sure to let her know.
Let her know. Tell her to try that. That might be easier.
Okay.
One needle. Easier.
It is, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Tammy, what about you?
My mom, she actually collects Snoopy. And, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of different types of Snoopy stuff. Not the Snoopy characters, just Snoopy.
Oh.
Okay.
During this quarantine, she actually has ordered a bunch of Snoopy coloring books, and that is all she is doing during this quarantine is coloring Snoopy.
You know what?
A bunch of Snoopy, like just Snoopy in different poses, and you'd think she'd get bored of it after a while.
Well, what else is there to do? But do something till you're more bored.
I've heard a lot of people are coloring more.
Yeah, Angie's been coloring a ton. And
adults.
Like, yes. And they're like really sophisticated pictures where you have to get in teeny tiny little spaces. And then, of course, her eyesight's not as good as it used to be either.
Right.
So she can't really see it well.
You better have that box of Crayolas.
Yes.
That came with the sharpener inside of it.
Yeah. In the box.
And if you had that as a little kid, you were everybody else was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That was at the 64 box, I believe it was. It was
something
64?
Like that.
Yeah, it was the big one.
I mean, everybody had the handheld thing that you
your mom.
But if it was in the box.
Cents. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, please. That was, you were rich.
A few more people texted in. We were talking earlier about that hobby that you picked up.
Yeah.
Since you have to be home, not a lot going on.
Well, yeah. First of all, you had mentioned, and a lot of people are knitting and crocheting. Now, I've had a lot of people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people now saying to your daughter, Nicole, no, no, no with the knitting. Definitely crochet.
Crochet.
Crocheting. It's a lot easier. One of our listeners even said, no, no, one needle. Way easier than two. You've got to be very coordinated to do two needles.
I don't think Nick is.
You know, well.
I mean, I know she's. I love her to death.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. But, knitting is way tougher. And I know people who knit are saying, no, it's not.
Right.
But it is. It just is.
Well, I'll pass that message
along. So we have to let her know, Mike. Yes. Another one. Got to be coordinated to knit.
Before she stabs someone.
Yes. You don't need her injuring anyone. She's pregnant. She's with
pregnant.
Child.
Yes.
She doesn't need to you know, poke an eye out.
No.
For the love of God.
Okay.
Jeez. We don't need that.
Well, thank you for the tip. I was going to call her, but I looked at the time and I go, oh, it's only...
Well, yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
Not even 8 o'clock yet. Well, she is sleeping for 2 now,
that's
so...
Right.
But thank you very much for all the help on that, all right? It's OMD and if you leave. Kenny Kane got the call from the Beasley banker to let him know that he won $500. And being nosy, the Beasley banker always wants to know what you're going to do with the money. Here's what Kenny told him.
You know, staying home, I can use the money to go buy groceries and gas. And this is fabulous. Thank you so much.
Comes in at a good time. So $500. Who doesn't need some extra cash right now? So he wins $500, qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, as does everybody who put an on-time correct entry through the KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Details on the contest coming up in a couple of minutes. Your next chance to win, by the way, less than an hour from now. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
Okay.
Excessive heat today. They say high 101, 99. The high tomorrow with a little bit of wind. It's about 80 right now. And Carla's next take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know if you've watched The Good Place. Good, good show. That tops a list of the 10 best series finales on TV over the past decade. That is number one, The Good Place. Number two, The Americans is second, followed by Breaking Bad. These are the best series finales.
So the series finale for The Good Place has already happened?
Oh, yeah. That ended last season. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. That's over. That's over. You can binge watch that now, though.
We watched it for a while, and then I don't know what happened.
It ended, was it last year? Yeah.
Somebody's out there listening that had watched the series finale, just tell me how it ended. I don't even have to watch
it. Why don't you watch it?
No, because it's a waste of time. 702-739-9636.
Waste of time? Really? Right now?
Coming from the man that watches The Baker and the Beauty?
Yeah, and won't leave the house to pay it forward because you got to leave the house? It's too much to watch a half-hour show.
Tell me how it happened.
Oh, man. Disney, Morty, I know you're listening. Disney developing already a season 3 of The Mandalorian. Season 3. I know it. I know. I don't know what they're doing. Is Baby Yoda getting older? Is he going to be like, you know, angsty teen Yoda or something like that? I don't want to go to school.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. He's always playing video games, little Yoda kid. They say something good does always come out. Boy, Mike, if something bad, keep watching your Beauty and the Baker because it may not be around forever. One writer, as a matter of fact, a couple of writers have expressed their thought on reality TV. They're saying that this whole virus may stop that. It may end reality TV as we know it.
Well, first of all, Baker and the Beauty is not a reality show.
Oh, it's not a reality show?
No, it's a rom-com kind of thing.
Really? Okay. I didn't know if it was a reality show or not.
No.
I don't watch Beauty and the Baker, people.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I don't watch that.
As bad as you thought Grand Hotel was, this is just a little...
Oh, wow. Okay.
That
no, I thought it was. Yeah, no, I don't watch that crap. I watch Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
But reality shows may be gone. Yeah, I had never even heard about that, the Beauty and the Baker, until you had mentioned it. And I'd like to think I mean, there are shows on Netflix and all of that that Apple TV, I'd never heard of.
But I'll tell you right now, for those people that watch it.
What is it on? What channel?
ABC.
It is? Okay. Well, I just, you know.
And Daniel and Noah have gotten caught by a paparazzi.
Apparently I'm too young for even ABC now. I don't watch anything on CBS because I'm way too young for that.
Okay.
And I have to read this. T-Pain, a rapper, a lot of people knows who he is. I have to read this because we've discussed this before. He says in all of this, you know, self-isolation, he finally found out that his wife goes number two.
Oh.
He said she used to wait till I left the house. But now I know she doesn't. She can't hide it anymore. I love it. Yes, that is my take for now.
Who's the rapper that found out his wife actually poops?
T-Pain. Yep.
The only reason I bring this up is because that story there reminded me of this story.
Okay.
You got to be careful when you're at the podium and what you're saying. The governor of Kentucky, the governor of Kentucky ripping people for filing fake unemployment claims, cited a specific case and a specific name. Uh-huh. Listen, this is the governor of Kentucky. Listen to who he brings out and names.
A couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky, and that person probably thought they were being funny, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims that one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait. It's not okay.
No. Well, the fact of the matter is, there is a guy... in Kentucky by the name of Tupac Shakur.
Oopsie daisy.
He's been waiting on his check for over a month. And he says, I'm embarrassed. I'm so many emotions right now being called out by the governor.
Yeah, there are people with that name, especially because he was so popular. I can't imagine that people didn't name their kids that.
Now,
you know?
The governor of Kentucky did call Tupac and say, listen.
Good. I'm so sorry.
My bad.
Mr. Tupac, I'm so sorry about that. Mr. Tupac. So, Tupac. All right.
I mean, to be honest, what are the odds of that happening,
well,
that there is another Tupac Shakur in the state of Kentucky, of all places?
Yeah.
But you just got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Okay.
Poor guy. That's great. Hi, that's me. That's me you're talking about, Governor. Hello, I'm right here.
Still waiting for my check.
Oh, gosh.
Pazookie Okey Wednesday.
Yes.
We haven't done it in a while.
No, we have not.
But we have some downloads for you.
Yes, we
do. For the movie like we did last week, Like a Boss.
Yeah, for Like a Boss. Yep.
All right. We're going to do a Kazuki Okey Wednesday in about 6-7 minutes from now. It's Bob Seger and Old Time Rock and Roll.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we are live and local in the studio, 702-739-9636. Talker text lines wide open. Hey, by the way, wanted to remind everybody, if you do know somebody impacted with what's going on, being quarantined at home, lost their job, business closure, whatever the case may be, KKLZ has teamed up with Subaru of Las Vegas, and you can nominate somebody that's having a tough time right now to receive free groceries to their door.
Nice, yes.
Now, we had we honored somebody last week, Doria.
Yep.
Who, by the way,
Yes, Doria.
Who is a nurse. Has 5 kids, works day and night. And basically, for the most part, didn't have time to go grocery shopping.
Right.
Some very fine things were said about this person, this woman, and they delivered groceries to her house.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice. I know. How nice is that?
So all you have to do is go to our website, 963kklz.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can nominate somebody, and we will announce another winner on Friday. But if you do know somebody, do nominate them. Take the time.
Yes.
Free groceries from Subaru of Las Vegas and 96.3 KKLZ. 8:37 right now. We haven't done it in a while. I kind of missed it. I really did.
So did I.
Kazuki Okey Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes.
So
we brought it back.
We have a couple of leftover downloads from last week. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard gave us some downloads for Like a Boss.
Right.
Tiffany Haddish. Selma Hayek,
yes.
That you can actually watch right in the privacy of your very own home. So all you have to do is figure out the song we're playing on our kazoos with another segment of
Kazuki Okey Wednesday.
Identify the title of that song we're playing on our kazoos, 702-739-9636. Don't laugh, John.
I'm just baffled.
Really?
You have no idea.
No.
Really? Okay.
I will tell you, it is about being quarantined.
Yeah, well, it's a good song for what's going on now.
All right.
Yeah.
We've done Dancing with Myself.
But yes, exactly.
Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah. What else did we do? Keep your hands to yourself.
Right.
Too much time on my hands.
All right. A download for Like a Boss from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. We'll get through news and weather and then look for caller number 9. Look, people already know what it is. They're lighting up the phone. So hang on. Let it ring and we'll get back to you. Giving you a chance to win a download to watch the movie Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish, Selma Hayek, with another segment of
Kazuki Okey Wednesday.
All you have to do is identify by title the name of that song. Carla, we have Terry on the phone. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Tell everybody the name of the song.
One is the Loneliest Number.
Yes!
There you go. There you go. Woo-hoo! You got it, my friend.
Hang on. You got the download to watch Like a Boss, Tiffany Haddish, Selma Hayek, right there in the privacy of your very own home from the Kalair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. But hang on. We have another one to give away. So, Terry, hang on the line. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, it's Miley. How are you?
Miley. Name the song.
Is it One?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes,
there you go. You also have a download, so hang on the line.
All right, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have two more to give away tomorrow morning.
Yep.
So make sure you tune in at about the same time. 8:54, which means only about 5 minutes from another chance to score some free cash. 10K payday contest. Ooh. Who doesn't need some free cash?
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is laugh.
Laugh. L-A-U-G-H. Laugh.
Yes, I can give you a joke. Make you laugh. That's the word. Laugh. 45911. That's where you text it. 45911 to win $500. Now listen, win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday, which is around the corner. Enter laugh at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app on your phone. If you don't have it, download it. It is free. Again, the word laugh. You have 15 minutes to take care of this. Get it out there. Now be sure, in about a half hour, if you get a weird phone number calling you, pick it up this time. You know the drill. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you just won $500. So, the word laugh. You can text it to the short code 45911. 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
You still have a couple of minutes. The word is laugh. Laugh is the word, right?
Yes.
I believe correct. It's laugh.
Yes, it still is laugh.
Five, yeah. 10 minutes.
People have said that the text line is a little sluggish. Now, I just tried it and it went through.
Okay,
so
good.
Try it again if it doesn't go through the first time, okay? I know that, try it again, okay?
And I apologize. I said 5 or 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
Yes.
Till 9:15.
Yeah.
Text it to the short code 45911 for a shot at $500 or to qualify for the $10,000 in the grand prize 10K payday contest. Make sure to enter the word laugh on our free KKLZ app or at 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, guy in North Carolina got pulled over for speeding last week.
Oh,
which wouldn't have been as bad, but now he's facing murder charges because cops found a body in his trunk.
Oh, oopsie. Oopsie. I forgot I left it there.
Oh, God.
What the heck is going on?
Well, that's going to be a bigger ticket than he thought.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Guy in a gorilla suit got arrested in Tennessee after he accidentally barged into the wrong house.
I love that story.
Scared a little kid in the house.
I
don't know what the right house is that you were going to barge into and what you were going to do in the gorilla outfit.
Sorry, you guys. Maybe it was a birthday, a little, you know,
maybe.
Some gorilla gram.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, something like that. I don't know, Mike.
Barge in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, it's the Fiddlehead restaurant in Michigan City, Indiana. Mike, they're using drag queens to deliver meals curbside to customers. The queens are wearing gloves and wigs and face masks, of course.
Okay.
And they got hearts and lips on the masks. And so they have some specialties. They have the hipster pulled pork sandwich. They have the mother clucker chicken sandwich. So they're what? And pierogies, by the way. Pierogies.
They do have those really?
Well, yes, they do. Yeah, it's in Indiana.
Yeah.
So you're darn right. Yeah, all right.
Bill, is that you?
Yeah, it is, Bob. Yeah.
Here's your pierogies.
This is my Madonna. Get into the groove.
Girl has to make a living.
That's right. And Florida police arrested Michael Gable. He was misusing the 911 system. He's 65 years old. He called 911. Asked if somebody could bring him some alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
And they said, sir, you can't do this. You can't call here. So he didn't call again that day. He called back the next day. Listen, could somebody bring me some ice cream?
thinking the rules had changed?
Yes. Officers arrived at his home. He stuck a 20 on the couch and said, go get me some liquor and some ice cream. And they had to arrest him.
Oh, that's
too bad.
He was charged
with misuse of 911. I'm sure it was like Otis. They threw him in the tank for a minute and said, just get out of here. We're keeping the 20, but get out of here, dude. Go on, Otis. Get out of here. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. This is out of D.C., Washington, D.C., and I know a lot of people were planning on getting married before all of this happened. Well, this couple, they decided, you know what, we're going to do it, I guess. They were going to put it off till November, and all their friends said, just do it. So they did it. Scott and across the street, a neighbor, Scott, he cleaned up the whole area. These are like row homes,
yeah,
right? Cleaned up the whole area. All the kids in the neighborhood put little chalk hearts all over the street.
Oh.
Somebody else grows lavender. They made a bouquet, left it for the bride. They got married in the middle of the street. Mason and Aaron, I believe. Mason and Aaron. Male, female,
okay.
Aaron. So they had a big altar that they created. It was just them, but tons of neighbors just lining the streets, all at their own places, and all of them wearing masks as well. They did it. They said their vows. They had some music playing. They had some technical difficulties because, you know, plugging in so the whole neighborhood could hear. They had some technical difficulties, but they did it. And everybody did something for this in the neighborhood without touching. They all did a toast from their homes.
Right.
Everybody had some champagne, something bubbly to toast them, things hanging from the trees. It was absolutely beautiful what they did. And they got married just a few days ago.
It was
Sunday, their wedding. Really nice. So the point there is that you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on where you live, what the configuration is in your neighborhood, do it.
You can make anything happen.
Do it. Yes, just do it.
It's almost like the Baker and the Beauty episode from last night.
Is it kind of, Mike?
There was a big catastrophe at the hotel, and they had to put a gala together.
Oh, wow.
And they made it happen.
I'll have to check it out. I'll definitely have to check it out.
You do.
Yes, I will do that.
On ABC.
I'll do it after Days of Our Lives.
Starts in 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or if you have a local story, text it to us or even call us while we're on the air. Lines are open, 702-739-9636. Let us know your version of a feel-good story right here in Las Vegas. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Had that new version of the Buggles video killed the radio star.
Yeah.
Killed the conference call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Stuck that in my head.
Oh, well.
What are those hobbies that you're now doing since you have nothing else to do?
Yeah, I posted the article. It's quite funny on the woman who's doing the Oreo art, you know, sculpting Oreos. And there is the picture of Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that. It's good.
Perfect.
It's really good.
The paperclip lady was the winner, though.
I think so.
And Gypsy Calderon.
Yeah.
Latest winner, $10,000 payday contest, $500. Richer qualifies for that $10,000 grand prize like everybody else who entered through the app or online. Every on-time and correct entry, you're qualified whether you win the $500 or not. So make sure you're listening. 11 o'clock, Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. Your next chance to score some free money in the $10,000 payday contest. She'll keep you company throughout the afternoon. You do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.